Hey, this is Travis Bennett, the pastor here at Arena of Life Church, and I just want to welcome you to our podcast. I pray this builds your faith, encourages you, and brings you to newer levels in Christ. Enjoy the message.
Stay standing for the reading of the word. Hey, I was going to preach on something else, but since we did flu shots today, I want to talk to you about there is power and living by and speaking the word of God. Are you ready? All right. Joshua chapter 1, we're in the Amplified. It says, this is God's commission to Joshua. It says, now it happened, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, attendant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise to take his place. Cross over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. I have given you every place on which the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness of Arabia in the south, and this Lebanon in the north, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates in the east, all the land of the Hittites, Canaan, and as far as the great Mediterranean Sea toward the west shall be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you as long as you live. I'm going to say that one more time. No man will be able to stand before you or to oppose you as long as you live. How many of y'all know it's time to start living and not dying? Amen? No man will come against you as long as you live. Make the decision today. I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, the hand of God is upon me to lead me, to guide me. It says, just as I was present with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and confident and courageous, for you will give this people as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance with the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. I feel like the Lord right now. Can you, like, in my voice? The early service, you get the Lord's voice. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may prosper and be successful wherever you go. Verse 8, listen up. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have great success. How many of y'all want great success in your life? Come on. And then he says it again, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Can I tell you in 2021, be strong and courageous? Can I tell you what to do in 2022? Be strong and courageous. Can I tell you, till Jesus comes back, you know what we as the church need to be? We need to be strong and we need to be courageous. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed. I'm telling you, the world teaches to be terrified and dismayed. CNBC teaches terrified and dismayed. CNN teaches terrified and dismayed. Smirnoff Vodka teaches terrified and dismayed. Come on, somebody. Do not be terrified or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Lord, we thank you for your scripture. We thank you for the reading of the word. Oh, I thank you that brings perspective, that it builds our faith. It makes us feel strong and enduring, courageous. Lord, today I pray that as your word goes forth, I pray, God, that as these flu shots went forth, as we declared the word of the Lord over our lives, God, no sickness, disease, virus, or infection of any kind would come near our dwelling place. Lord, I just pray that today, that as the word of God goes forth, I pray, God, deliverance is in the room. Healing is in the room. Power is in the room. Illumination is in the room. Enlightenment is in the room. Purification is in the room. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Sty, Lou Ann. Thank you, worship team. Come on, let's give all our teams a hand today. All those that are back there working in the children's church department. And how many of y'all know it takes a team, it takes an army to make church happen? And so thankful for all those that came on Sunday morning to do all their chores. All right? That's how a family works. If I didn't do chores at the house, I got a whipping. Moving on. A.W. Tozer said this, "The Bible is not only a book which was once spoken, but it's a book which is now speaking." How many of y'all believe that? In 2 Timothy 1:7, we've been talking about unafraid, smear the fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In the very first week, we set the basis of how fear works and how the enemy tries to get inside of your mind and inside of your thoughts. How he pierces and he throws darts and he pushes and he pushes and he pushes. And you may be somebody that was strong at one time and really had a grip on some things, but over time, the Diablo, the penetrator, began to push so much that you begin to believe a lie. I'm going to tell you, I said it the first week, and I'll say it again, the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe him. Don't give in to what he has. God said he has a future and a hope for us. I'm telling you, it's failure and defeat is the voice of the enemy. Listen to the one that says there is a future and there is a hope. There's a dream ahead of you that you need to fulfill. And so we saw there's power, love, and a sound mind. This is an ingredient that God gives us that we can combat fear that is in our life. I believe there is power in the blood of Jesus. Come on, how many of y'all believe there is power in the blood of Jesus? Power in the blood. The scripture talks about there is power in the blood. There's a covenant that he made with us from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation that we see that he sent his son to shed his blood for you and me. It's the power of God unto salvation. It's the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. It is the blood. It's his His strength flows into our weakness through his blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in the name of Jesus. How many of y'all got revelation last week? How many of y'all this week you spoke the name? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Jehovah Rohi, he is my shepherd. Jehovah Sikkenu, he is my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, he is the God of peace for you and me. Come on, when you speak the name, there is power in the name of Jesus. Come on, he's our advocate. He's our adversary. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. I'm telling you, sky's the limit under his name. Every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But today I want to talk about there is power in living by and speaking the word of God. Not only by speaking the word of God, but you've got to live by the word of God. People live in fear today. It's because they have sin in their life and they don't live by the word of God. And I'm telling you, you'll be scared of death and of where you're going if you're not right with the Lord and living by the principles and teachings of the Word of God. I see people that are scared. They're scared of what may happen to them. To live as Christ and to die is gain. Come on. To live as Christ and to die is gain. And when you're somebody in Christ, you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become brand new. And we know this because of the teachings of the Word of God. It's so important to speak the Word of God to combat fear, but it's also important to live by the Word of God to combat fear. And if you're living by the Word of God, you're speaking the Word of God. I'm going to say that again. If you're living by the word of God, you're speaking the word of God. Like A.W. Tozer said, the Bible is not only a book which was once spoken. It's a book that is still speaking today. How many of y'all can testify that whatever hardship you've ever gone against, God's given you one scripture. And I'm telling you, it's that scripture that pulled you up out of that pit. I'm telling you, I'll lift my hand. I'll raise my hand. It happened in my home. We have children because of it today. And we declare the word of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 6, we see in verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." He says, "Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to resist the enemy." He tells us that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers over darkness, wickedness in high places. And then he begins to go into detail of what those spiritual weapons that we have in our life and what we can put on. The first one is this. It is the belt of truth. This is the written word of God. The written word of God is where the breastplate of righteousness tucks into. It's the written word of God where the sword of the Spirit, which is the spoken word of God, clips into. It also had a clip for the helmet, which is the helmet of salvation, on that girdle or that belt that them Roman soldiers wore. There was also a clip that would set the shield of faith. I'm telling you, it's through the written word of God that we have faith. Amen? It's through the written word of God that we can speak the word. It's through the written word of God that we see about salvation. It's through the written word of God that our righteousness, I'm telling you, our righteousness is like filthy rags. But thank God for his righteousness in us. Jehovah Sitkenu. And so and how important the word of God is throughout scripture, I'm telling you, as you begin to live by the word of God and speak the word of God, I've been saying 10 foot tall and bulletproof, but Pastor Robert pointed out to me that Goliath was 9 foot 9 inches tall. So I'm going to say 30 foot tall and bulletproof. Come on. Right? I'm telling you, it's amazing the difference that the word of God has in your life. And so looking at this particular text, as I was thinking about living by and speaking the word of God, this is a great text because the book of Joshua, how many of y'all love the book of Joshua? I'll tell you why I love it. You start off at the first of the year, those of you that read the Bible in a year, how many of y'all do that? Let me see a show of hands, okay. You start off with Genesis, and it's exciting. It's the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Talks about all the days of creation, and then how man fell. It talks about Abraham, and in Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, he takes him out there, the land of Canaan. He said, this land will be yours. He said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. He talks about that's important. That's why it's important that we continue to pray for the land of Israel, because there's a blessing that come on those that bless Israel. There's a curse that comes on those that curse Israel. And so in Genesis 12, and we see that, and then we see his sons and Isaac and the story of Isaac going up on the mountain, and God provided a ram. I mean, all of it. Genesis is great. The story of Joseph, I mean, it's like Jerry Springer on steroids. Come on. It's ups, it's downs. Then you get to the book of Exodus, and it starts out great, and then it's like, I'm reading this at 5:30 in the morning. There's not enough coffee. Then how many of y'all get no when you get in the book of Leviticus? Numbers, Deuteronomy. We love the blessings of Deuteronomy chapter 28, and there's great things that are in between it, and thank God for the tabernacle and all the things that are set up. But how many of y'all know it's just a little bit boring? But then we get to Joshua. It's like all the things we've been talking about, finally we're there. Now we're going into land that rightfully belongs to us. We've been talking about it. We've been dreaming about it. But now we're here. We're about to cross over into the Jordan. And we're about to march around Jericho and see the hand of the Lord. Come on, it's an exciting book. They're inheriting land that will take courage. They're moving from being slaves and owners and dwelling in the wilderness now to being at a place where they own the land. Come on, this is exciting. How many of y'all have ever felt like that in a place in your life before? Where you've just been in a dry spell, and finally you're there. It's like the morning right before you fly out to go on the family vacation. You've been marking it off every day, and you're finally there. This is the book of Joshua. But the only problem is, as we see right here, they don't have their leader anymore. I'm just trying to give you perspective to understand the text of this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, because here is a people that has from generation for hundreds of years, hey, we're going to the land of Canaan. When are we going? Well, we're going, but we're not going today. We're going to the land of Canaan. It's flowing with milk and honey. When are we going? Well, we're not going today, but we're going sometime. We're setting some things up right now. And there is a leader that they have that is a complete stud. His name is Moses. But the only problem is they're going there, but they don't have their leader anymore. I feel like this is America today. Come on. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. How many of y'all know it was Moses that spoke to God face to face? In Numbers chapter 12, just to give you a look at what the Bible says about Moses, then he said, Numbers 12 and verse 6, hear now my words, God speaking to them. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. He's talking about everybody else. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and in the dark, saying, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? It was Moses. Come on, get the perspective. They're going there, but they don't have their leader anymore. It was Moses that lifted up his rod at the Red Sea, and they crossed the Red Sea. It was Moses that made the covenant of the law. It was Moses that set up all the firmaments and everything that would happen in the tabernacle. It was Moses when manna fell. It was Moses that made the bitter water sweet. It was Moses that went up and saw the hand of God write the Ten Commandments. It was Moses that cleansed his sister of leprosy. It was Moses that lifted up the servant in the wilderness and they all had healing inside of their body. Come on, it was Moses that God was using, but he's gone. Come on, am I speaking to some Americans this morning? And so this is a great place right here where they're wanting to go to that place and it's now fulfilling the dream, but they're scared. He went up on the mountain and he never returned. Change is happening. How many of y'all you're even afraid of that word change? Let me see, be honest this morning. You don't like change. Ay, ay, ay. Come on, we got them in the room. Don't lie. I know there's some of y'all. All right, I saw a lot of hands out there that you don't like anything to change. I don't mind change. Now I'm married to a person that she loves change. She'll change everything. Let's paint this room that's perfectly painted with the color that I loved 6 months ago. I'm telling you, how many of y'all know, though, when change is happening, it's scary. Come on. Even if it's a good change, just like even you getting a new car because you're thinking about the finances and things like that. Can I really afford this? What if something happens down the road? I mean, change can be a scary thing. Change will bring anxiety. Even people that are used to change, sometimes if it's a lot of change, it will bring anxiety. This is when faith is the most important. Come on. This is when faith is the most important. Faith is so important. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. When you get in the word of God, facts fade, faith brightens. I'm going to say that again. Facts fade, but faith brightens. In fact, when your faith brightens, facts will begin to fade. When you have faith, just like we talked about in healing, Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent his word and he healed me and he delivered me from all destruction. Well, the facts say that you have cancer. The facts say that your kidneys are in failure. The facts say that your heart is not right. The facts say that your muscles will never be the same again. But you know what? Faith will brighten and facts will fade. Come on, how many of y'all believe that? When you build up your faith, when you get in the word of God, when you speak the word of God, I'm telling you, I'm telling you this morning just because I'm not talking about it, because I believe it and I felt it and I've seen it happen in my own life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yesterday, Addison was helping me lift a love seat up into her room. She said, Dad, I can't do it. I can't do it. I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Don't say I can't one more time, didn't I? I said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Dad, I can't do it. Don't you say it again. How many of y'all here the very first week of fear? I talked about it in Mark 11:23. Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea. Fear is the same way. Fear will say what fearful things, but faith says faithful things. I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If God be for me, then who in the world can be against me? See, I say this all the time. I say it to my children. I say it at the dinner table. I say it when we're doing homework. I say it when we're in the batter's box. I say it when we're getting to pin the guy in the wrestling match. Come on. We talking ourselves into it. How many of y'all know facts will fade when faith brightens? In every area of your life. We're talking about combating fear right now. combating fear, living by the word of God and speaking the word of God. So here they are. Change is happening everywhere. Everything is changing. The region's changing. The landscape's changing. The leadership's changing. But he says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Come on, get that in your heart this morning. I believe the text is still alive today, even though it's Old Testament. Come on, how many of y'all believe as he was with Moses, he will still be with you? Come on, how many of y'all believe that what he did with Moses, he will still do with you? He'll part things for you to go through in safety. He'll keep his angels charge over you, keep you in all your ways. In fact, it was Moses that wrote Psalm 91. Keep you in all your ways that no evil befall you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm telling you, it was with Moses that he will feed you. Come on. Even in the wilderness, in a dry spell, when everything else around you will fail you, God will not fail you. Who he was with Moses, he will be with you. Come on, who will get that this morning? But God's trying to paint a picture to him. He said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. What he's trying to tell him, it wasn't about Moses the whole time. It was about me. God was the absolute. Moses died, but I'm still alive. How many of y'all know our God is still alive? So he goes to verse 7. I better be quick here. Only be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. How many of y'all know there is an enemy that's trying to steal your strength and steal your courage? There is an enemy that every day he's trying to steal your strength, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. There's an enemy out there trying to steal it. But he says this. This is the ingredient that we grab a hold of it. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have great success. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Well, Pastor, I'm just not like you. I just can't memorize the scriptures. You know, I think that's a lie. We were at the rodeo last night. We're recovering from a corn dog hangover right now. Come on. But you know what they did over the intercom? They said, Sweet Caroline. Wow, look at you guys. You know why? They memorized it because they meditated on it and they said it all the time. They sang it and sang it. It's been played inside of radios over and over and over. You've heard it. You've meditated. You thought on it. You don't have to think about it when it comes out of your mouth. How many of y'all believe if we can learn Sweet Caroline, we can read and learn the Word of God and memorize the Word of God? Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. How do you know scriptures? How do these pastors up here, how do they know scriptures? There's many in your room that you know scriptures. It's because this book of the law does not depart from your mouth, but you meditate on it. You speak about it. You don't listen to what the world has to say, CNN has to say, NBC has to say, what your friends have to say, all the numbers that are going on. All of those things are facts, but I'm going to build my faith and listen and speak the word of God. I'm going to live by the word of God. I'm going to hear the word of God. I'm going to hear it from other pastors. I'm going to hear it from the things that I'm listening to, but I'm going to hear it out of my mouth. Because it's going to come from here, it's going to come out of my mouth, and it's going to get inside of my heart. I would hate to believe I'd know 50 country songs and not one scripture. Shame on you. Come on. For God so loved the world. Come on, that's an easy one. You need to preach the gospel, for God so loved the world. Come on, if we can memorize things that are going to make facts be brightened. How many of y'all know we need to get faith in us that brightens our faith and makes facts fade? Come on, amen. Amen. I used to do it all the time, like the guys in the pink, white, and black trucks. Isn't it terrible that I know the song about Frank's plumbing and don't know one scripture in the book of Ephesians? Come on. But it's the truth. Oh, man. This book of the law. And what he's trying to tell him right there, he says, don't wait till your promise. Wait, don't wait till you're in the promised land to get in the Word. The Word will get you to the promised land. Don't wait for your healing to get in the Word. Pastor, or God, if you just get me over this, I promise you I'll get in the Word. No, you get in the Word right in the middle of it, and you see Him reveal Himself to you. D.L. Moody said this, in our prayers we talk to God. In our Bible study, God talks to us. And he said this, and we had better let God do most of the talking. Can I get an amen? Psalm 119, let's go there real quick. I just really want to talk about this. God's word will sustain you. We've been talking about combating fear with the word of God, living by and speaking the word of God. In the middle of Psalm 119, he really paraphrases and shows us how important the word is. But before I go there, I want to tell you that God's word will purify, it will illuminate, and it will empower you. I watched enough survival shows, Naked and Afraid and other things, to know that there's three things that you need if you're out there in the wilderness all by yourself. You need fire, you need food, and you need water. That's why most of these people, they're given two choices. What would you like? They say, I want a fire starter and I want a knife because I need something to kill and hopefully I'll find some water that I can put it on the fire and purify it. The word of God tells us this. In fact, I wanted to read it in King James in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. It says, but his word, this is a young prophet speaking, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. How many of y'all know that the word of God is a fire in you? And I'm telling you, it's survival in you, thinking about the fire. It says in John chapter 4, we're talking about surviving and living and dwelling. John chapter 4 said this, that the word of God is living water. What did Jesus say? I'm living water. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So as he is saying that, he's saying, I am living water. The word also says in John chapter 6 that he said this, I am the bread of life. Come on, we have everything from Jeremiah 20 verse 9, John chapter 4 and John chapter 6. We have fire, we have bread, we have water. What else do we need than the word of God? Come on, it will sustain any fear in your life. Come on, who's getting revelation of this morning? He's the purifier. In Psalm 119 and verse 9, it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to the word. John 15 and verse 3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Come on, how many of y'all know we're filthy before Jesus comes to live on the inside of us? We're gross, but the word of God begins to cleanse us, begins to purify us, begins to sanctify us. That's what fire does is it takes meat that is unedible, but as you begin to cook it, and as we begin to cook ourselves under the word of God, it begins to purify us. The things of this world pass away. The lust of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those things will pass away as we get into the word of God, but you can't just do it once and quit. It's got to be a daily devotion. You know what most believers don't have today, and this is a reason they live in fear, is because they have a one-day devotion rather than an everyday devotion. You'll live in fear if you ain't in the Word of God every single day. It's got to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. How many of y'all know when you're out in the world or you're out in the jungle all by yourself and when it's dark, dark is scary? How many of y'all know dark is scary? Darkness is scary. When you're in the dark and some things and you don't know, have all the questions and maybe you've been told something and you have all these questions going inside of your head and you're in the dark. It's a slogan of what we use in the English language. When we're in the dark and some things, it's scary. But can I tell you, the word of God is an illuminator. It will brighten some things. It's the light. The word says this in Psalm 119, 105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It says in Psalm 119, 130, the entrance of thy words giveth life, light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I'm telling you, it will bring perspective. It will open eyes to see. It will open ears to hear. Here's another thing that it does. It empowers. One of my favorite scriptures is Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of a king is, there is authority and there is power. I'm going to say it one more time. Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of a king is, there is authority and there is power. Come on, get that in your heart today. How many of y'all know there is power in the word of God? When God's word is received as the all-authoritative word of our divine king, it imparts power beyond imagination and transforms weaklings to do feats beyond their natural capability. Psalm 119 and verse 28 says this, my soul melteth for heaviness. My strengthen thou me according to thy word. What is he saying? My soul melteth for heaviness. What is your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. How many of y'all know fear, we battle it up here. Our will, our emotions. Our emotions take over. We become irrational. And that's what he's saying. It's heavy. But this is where you get strength. You get strength according to the word. You will get strength according to the word of God. John, if you want to go ahead and come to play. When Christians could be spiritual giants, they're often weaklings because they have ignored the source of fuel that can empower them to be mighty. It's the word of God that will empower you to be mighty. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet this morning. It's living by and it's speaking the word of God. Hosea 4:6 says this. And this scripture couldn't be more relevant than it is today. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Can I venture to say this? We have more knowledge of what's going on in the world than what the word God says about the world. People are perishing. I see people that I grew up with in the church, and they're overwhelmed with anxiety. They're overwhelmed with fear. Not going to church. They're not doing anything. They're overwhelmed because they've believed the knowledge of everyone else rather than what the word of God has to say. A.W. Tozer said this, nothing less than the whole Bible will make a whole Christian. Nothing less than the whole Bible will make a whole Christian. I'm going to give you some homework. Number one is this. Live by the word of God. If there's sin in your life, it'll separate you from the Lord. And when you're separated from the Lord, you don't have these scriptures in you to stand on. When you don't have these scriptures to stand on, fear is easily knocking on the door of your life. When sin is in your life, fear is knocking on the door. It says, power, love, and a sound mind. The opposite of love is fear. And if we don't have a holy love towards the Lord, we'll be living in fear in our life. So that's the first thing, and I want to tell you this week, before we go, if there's something in your life that's keeping you separated from the Lord, that's a great ingredient. It's the power of living the Word of God that will get you back on track and keep courage in your life. It'll bring strength back in your life because there's a barrier that's blocking it now. The second one is this, speak the word. Mom and dad, speak the word in your home. Write it on the walls. When I walk into my aunt's kitchen, she has it wrote on the chalkboard. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Come on, have scriptures up in places. Have Bibles open, parents, for your kids to see. Come on. This is what we do in my home, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing in yours. That make sure that they see we're not living by what the world says. We live by what the Word says. Come on, let's live by what the Word says. I'm not speaking fear. In fact, you might as well speak the word, because everything else will be negative anything. Anyway, it's so easy for me when I listen to the news. Oh, come on, this week I was listening to some things and I said, Lord, have mercy. What I do, I came in and I complain to Brandy. I'll call my uncle, I'll complain to him, I'll complain to Pastor Ty. Am I going to fight? Yes, I'm going to fight. But I need to, how many of y'all know, we need to stop complaining and start declaring. Come on, let's stop complaining and let's start declaring. Complaining will just bring more fear. That's all it does. Complaining just says, oh, he's already won. It's already gone through legislature. It's already gone through the Senate. It's already happened. My, oh, my. No, I'm going to declare the works of the Lord. Come on, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. There's power, power, power in the spoken word of God. There is power in living by the word of God. Come on, how many of y'all can testify to that? He tells the people, he says, we're going into change. The leader's gone, but this is how you're going to do it. You'll take it over, but don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, and you will see. You'll see. You'll see. Can I tell you the same thing? You'll see. You'll see. As he was with Moses, he'll be with you. Come on. As he was with Joshua, he'll be with me. Come on. As he was with David, he will be with me. As he was with Paul, he will be with me. As he was with the Apostle John, he will be with me. With every head bowed, with every eye closed, if you're in this room today, and you say, you know what? I'm that person. Sin has separated me from God. There's fear in my life because there's sin in my life. We need to get things right. The Bible tells us, admit our sins to him. Admit that we've been wrong. Believe that he died on the cross on the third day. Or he was buried, and on the third day he rose again. Confess him as your Lord. He'd come live on the inside of you. So if that's you, you're in here, you say, Pastor, I'm separated from the Lord. It's time for me to get things right. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've said, how you've hurt people, what wrongs you've done. Today's your day. Confess me before men. The Bible says he'll forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's not one person. There's no grandma. There's no grandpa. There's no wife. There's no husband that will do what only Jesus can do. Forgive you of your sin. If that's you today, we want to pray with you. With every head bowed, with every eye closed, please, please pray this prayer with me. Believers out there, pray it with us. Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, that sin has separated me from you. But today, I believe that you died on the cross, you were buried, and on the third day, you rose again. I confess you as my Lord. Come live in my heart. From this day forward, I'll serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us. We want to thank all of you who give to our ministries here at AOL Church. It's because of you that all of this is possible. You can give now by clicking the link below. And if you haven't already, subscribe and share this message. It helps us reach more people and share the gospel through you. Be sure to stay connected to us through our Church Center app, our website, arenaoflifechurch.org, and follow us on social media like Facebook and Instagram. May the Lord bless you and keep you. His face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. Thanks again for listening. Go and make a difference today.